the growth of terrorism as an instrument has grown. Sort of double redundancy there, but it's grown in its sophistication and destructiveness. As terrorists have, in order to have more impact, in order to garner more attention, they've gotten more destructive, more brutal, more savage, more creative, particularly when it comes to proselyting and recruiting. And this is another, you know, characteristic of ISIS, who are very skilled, very slick, and very sophisticated in their efforts to proselyte and recruit people, and which is a hard thing to combat, as we're learning. So the concern, I think, is that the lengths to which they will go to both be destructive and to garner attention has multiplied or amplified over the years. And it's not so much one-offs. It's a, you know, a campaign of this. And, of course, the terrorists particularly, have gone to school on how we try to track them, and which makes the job of intelligence has gotten harder and harder. Mm-hmm. Trying to stay up with what their behavior is. There's risk there in getting consumed in the tactical day-to-day and not perhaps putting in perspective a longer-term view. I personally think we're in this counter-extremist business. We're going to be for a long time. We're going to be in a state of vigilance and suppression for these groups. If it's not ISIS, it'll be something else. Like it, and what we're experiencing is manifestations of much deeper seated issues, which are historical and have to do with deep-seated religious debates and differences, economic stresses, particularly in the Mideast. So I think we're going to be in a perpetual state of this for a long time. So I try to think about that. I also try to put it in proportion to other threats we have.